Liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, welcome to another program from the series The True School is Life, Teaching Hours from the Divine Wisdom. In this series, we hear excerpts from schoolings on all spheres of life, which Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, has given over the course of the past almost 5 decades. The topic of today's program is Learn to Live with Nature and the Animals. Then you will learn to understand yourself better and your neighbor as well. From this, we already realize that it is not about being superficially in favor of nature and animals or to just delight in them, but we can learn through this about ourselves, for ourselves, and for our relationship with our neighbor and with God's creation. If you would like, join us. Let's now listen to excerpts from Gabriele's schooling. She said, in order to better understand ourselves, we first question what responsibility means to us. For many a person, the word responsibility is merely a concept, something abstract that only concerns them theoretically, as it were. Therefore, it does not bother them much when they hear that before the law of God, they themselves are responsible for all their thinking, speaking, and doing. If we realize that all feelings, sensations, thoughts, every word, indeed, all our behavior is energy, and that no energy is lost, a logical conclusion is that there must be a reaction to every action. But this is not just an abstract rule, a truth that our minds affirm, and it does not apply just in general to our world as a whole. Rather, the chain of actions and reactions is the reality of our personal lives on earth. Every individual acts unceasingly. We send out feelings, sensations, thoughts. We speak, we act. According to the content of our actions, we cause this or that for which we are and remain responsible. And every action that goes out from a person comes back to them as a reaction, goes into their soul and cell structure as an energetic record, and is stored as an input in the cosmos. Thus, each one of us bears the responsibility for what we do or do not do, as well as for our inaction with regard to the divine laws accepted by us.
Gabriele continued, how often do we say, I want to, and yet do not do it? For instance, I want to live with my fellow people and with nature and the animals. But many do not want the resulting work on themselves, the implementation of the laws of God, which are our true life. We want, or I want, means we have realized that what we declare as our intention needs to be done by us. But we should not leave it at that. As the saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. What is meant is precisely those good insights that we follow up the resolution with the words, I want, but still do not follow through with it in our lives. Thus, the word want, like the word responsibility, has become an elastic concept that everyone interprets for themselves personally, just as it is to their advantage. The following remarks on the topic, learn to live with nature and animals, are addressed to those who are not satisfied with the resolution, with the realization of what actually should be done, but who thereupon have decided to set a new course in their lives. If we want to live in a right way with our fellow human beings and with nature, then we have to first become aware that life is divine communication. Everything we see and what we do not see is life. All infinity, all pure forces and pure forms are filled with the life that is God. On the other hand, the earth and everything that lives in it, on it, and above it, including the material universe, are merely a reflection of infinity, merely reflections of the being. The primordial image is the being. It is the life. The reflection, the mirror image, contains the life.
Gabriele explained further. The kingdoms of nature, we human beings, all souls in the purification planes, all material and finer material heavenly bodies, are therefore mere reflections of the being. The density, the matter, and the finer material heavenly bodies on which souls live are merely permeated and carried by the life God. This takes place via the incorruptible and therefore indestructible core of life in our soul, which is surrounded by the condensed life form, the human being. By means of the core of life, or core of being, the connection to God, the one source of life, is made. Consequently, in all of infinity, everything pure, as well as the central core of being in the soul of every human being, is in communication with each other. The material cosmos, the purification planes with the souls, all human beings, the nature kingdoms, all plant and animal species, all minerals in liquid and solid form are part of the density, which consists of various degrees of density. Life is unity, also called all communication. It is the all spirit, which unites all that is pure through the all communication. The kingdoms of nature know no separation from the all spirit. They are connected and feel connected with the great all one, who unites them and with whom they are one. Life, the all communication, also knows no death. Let us become aware that all material forms of nature, for example, the trees, the bushes, the flowers, know no death. For nature, the dying of the external form is nothing other than the discarding of a temporal form in order to be again in the true, the original form of consciousness. The same is true for the animals. They do not know death. When they discard their temporal form, which I would like to also call the earthly garment, then they are what they are in their consciousness, the state of consciousness that has become form. Also stones, all minerals, solid and liquid, know no death, no matter how their external form is abused and changed by human beings. They remain the state of consciousness in the all spirit.
Hören wir weiter.
Let us hear more. Gabriele explained, however, nature and animals are afraid of people because in many ways they force them to die unnaturally and often bestially. Many people kill without thinking about life and about who gave life to nature and animals. The wanton and deliberate killing of the plant and animal world is an intervention in the harmonious current, in the all communication, in life. The interventions into the communication of life are recorded in the portrayal of all events on Earth, in the atmospheric chronicle. For example, the cutting down of trees filled with sap, or the wanton trampling and destruction of plants of all kinds, or even the manipulation of groups of plants, or allowing hundreds of thousands of animals to suffer, the killing, also the deliberate trampling of animals, torturing them, and depriving them of their species-appropriate life, and much, much more. The countless interferences in the life of the nature kingdoms reach back to the beginning of condensation, to the fall event. On the one hand, these unlawful actions were adopted by more and more people, and on the other hand, also by many animal species, which, via the atmospheric chronicle, were and are stimulated to kill. The programs of negative behavior created by human beings thus transferred to the animals. Human beings are the perpetrators. They bear the responsibility, that is, the guilt for this. They burdened and burden themselves, not the animal. If, therefore, animals often hunt and consume the weakest of their animal brothers and sisters, nevertheless, this happens solely through a millennia-long influence on the part of human beings. Therefore, this degeneration came about by way of human beings and corresponds neither to the all-life nor to a natural way of dying, as is provided for in the laws of nature for the earth. Despite everything that was and is done to the animals, our animal brothers and sisters are much more species appropriate and, in their behavior, ethically and morally higher than human beings, who can be called killers and tormentors. For example, they cruelly torture male and female cattle for their benefit and profit in order to prepare the unnaturally obtained life force for artificial insemination, which they then perform. Farms that keep animals artificially inseminated by people as fattening animals for meat production are nothing more than production sites of artificial life that is killed after a certain time, determined by the farmer, so that people can have their meal of an animal carcass.
Let us realize, Gabriele continued, that the animals as well that were and are created by people via artificial insemination to end up on the slaughter bank are also living beings. However, God, the Eternal, the All Spirit, does not give life to the animals that are created by people in their own will, but the human beings gave and give them a part of their own life force. Human beings interfered with the law of nature and purloined the carrier substance of life in order to produce with it, for example, animals that are intended for wanton killing. With this, human beings play themselves up as creators. However, since humankind is not the creator of infinity, the existence of every artificially produced animal depends on the life battery of all those involved with it, including the people who consume the flesh of their animal brothers and sisters, that is, the consumers. People who condone, carry out, and support such inhumanities to animals are callous and unconscionable. They hold high the flag of their ego principle, which is, I am my own best friend. One day, they will be chained to their flagpole. What then? By the innumerable behavior patterns against the divine law of unity, which include all energies of feeling, sensing, thinking, and talking, humankind has created its individual cycle. It revolves only around itself, according to the principle, everything serves me. The cycle of ego is not integrated into the all cycle of life. People in this narrow ego awareness have disconnected themselves from the all communication. They cultivated and cultivate only their limited communicative ego. The personal cycle, the ego cycle, is thus only related to the body, to the carnal. It starts from the inputs in the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, that is, from the brain via the body cells and physical functions that are recorded, that is, burdened, in the same way, and returns to the conscious mind and the subconscious. This is directed, among other things, by the person's inputs into the corresponding depository planets. The thought of the immortal soul and of the communication with the all life was thereby lost. The consequence of this is that people are largely concerned only with themselves and their concerns. Their personal well-being, their welfare, and their being acknowledged are in the foreground. This is what they then call life.
Gabriele then explained how the personal cycle emerges. In short, it goes like this. Every human being has an immortal soul, which contains the incorruptible core of being, which is divine. The core of being is in the all communication with God, the life, thus with infinity, with all pure forces and forms, and with the life in the material nature kingdoms, hence also with the core of being in all human beings. As a result of negative behavior patterns, an envelopment formed around the incorruptible core of being. The external, dense, very strongly coarsened envelopment, that is, the coarse material, is the physical, the human being. These envelopments originated from the person's head, from his inputs against the life into the brain. First, the person recorded and records in his conscious mind and his subconscious. What he has recorded in the brain is gradually transferred to the whole body. The recordings go into the cell structure and shape all the functions of the human body. And the spiritual particle structure of the soul absorbs these inputs. From this result the energetic envelopments, which are the direct radiation of the human being. His behavior is then also according to this. As stated, the person also records his personal inputs in the corresponding stars and planets of the material cosmos and the immaterial cosmos, the purification planes. These human tendencies are of a personal nature. They do not have access to the all communication, which is impersonal, that is, lawful. Because of this, the ego type, the one more, the other less, leads an isolated existence through which he has lost the connection with his fellow human beings, with nature, and with the animals. We can compare the personal cycle with a spider's web. The spider catches a fly in its web. The person has created a spider's web for himself, as it were, and has also caught himself in it. This has led to the fact that the feeling and conscience of such a person is blunted. He may have contact only with like-minded people. He rejects everything else that does not fit into his narrow, ego-centered cycle of feelings and thoughts. People without a true sense of life and a conscience think and act like robots. With their behavior patterns, they often destroy everything that is not profitable for them. They do not consider the life of their fellow people, let alone the life of nature and animals and the Mother Earth. As stated, the principle of their ego is, I am my own best friend. Everything serves me for my well-being. They do not care if nature and animals suffer as a result. For them, everything is just a thing, possibly without life. Everything should be of use solely for them, even if it is the life of the animals and nature.
Gabriele repeated, people who ruthlessly cultivate their personal cycle have separated from the all communication. They are maintained solely by the core of being in their soul. The lack of feeling leads to a monster-like behavior that destroys and kills for its own sake. Mother Earth, with her diverse plant species, with her animals and minerals, is at the mercy of such types of people. With unprecedented clarity, the current generation of people is proving that merely talking about the protection of biodiversity and of the protection of wildlife is of no use. Even if many a so-called nature lover talks about the beauty of nature and about the animal world, about its manifold splendor of colors and the markings of its feathers or pelts, this brings nothing. The word of a person alone is of little use if it is not borne by the care and help for our second neighbor, our brothers and sisters in nature, the trees, bushes, grasses, flowers, and animals. When we speak of the nature kingdoms, we may not forget the minerals, nor the elemental forces, the soil, the water, the wind, the fire, and the sun, and other stars and planets. Everything is part of the all-unity, love, and wisdom of God, who is also the spirit of nature and of the elements. In all honesty, how often have we walked or walk through the woods, over meadows, or along a beautifully winding country lane, and thought or said, in effect, it is so beautiful in the woods, in nature. The tranquility does me good. The singing, twittering, and joyousness of the birds is so good for my disposition. Or we marvel at the mighty ancient trees that endure wind, storm, cold, and heat, and still grow and bear the fruits of their species. Or we see deer nimbly leaping over tufts of grass or small trees. Or we see hares, foxes, wild boars, or the swift, dainty squirrels
whose coats glow wonderfully in the element of fire of the sun. We think and say, how beautiful and refreshing it all is. But what do we drag along with us into the woods, over the meadows, and on the pathways through the fields? Ultimately, our worries and problems, our gray radiation, which we silver coat with nice words, for example, how beautiful and refreshing it all is. Once we have finished our walk, we think or say how nice and relaxing the walk was. Perhaps we talk about it again the next morning. Then, when we talk about how we spent our Sunday, a little later, we hardly remember it, because we are again preoccupied with ourselves, with what we also carried along during the walk, our gray, often gloomy ego self.
We notice how well Gabriele knows our patterns of thinking and behavior. She then continued, perhaps we see and hear on television or read in the daily newspaper how animals, which basically are also beings of freedom, are kept in barns, how animals are bred for meat production, what animals get to eat, how they are held in animal transports, how they are treated, killed, and dismembered in slaughterhouses, or how they have to eke out their existence in animal experiments, abused and tortured until they are delivered by death. Perhaps we then say, that is terrible. We see, hear, and read a lot. How do we act? On the one hand, we think and say, how beautiful nature is. It has given us a lot. On the other hand, we think and say, how terrible, in view of the suffering of the animals, which is plainly shown to us on television or in press reports. Mostly, it stays with such and similar comments. Who even thinks about any similar wrongdoing in themselves in order to change some of it? Perhaps we have many a good advice in mind on how others should act. And how do we act? Do we communicate with the little bird that is building its nest for its young in spring, that expresses its joy in song and jubilation, which is due to the Creator? Do we hear the Creator's language by way of the world of birds deep in our soul, out of the incorruptible core of our being? Do we hear the Creator's language through the mighty old trees, through shrubs and flowers? Deep in our soul, do we hear what the fox, the deer, the hare, the wild boar, or the graceful squirrel transmit to us? Do we perceive the All Spirit, the life, in the stone? Do we hear the language of the wind, of the fire, of water, and the Mother Earth? Do we grasp what a ray of sunlight wants to tell us? Do we hear the lamentation of the enslaved animals deprived of their freedom in the animal transports and in the animal testing facilities? Do we feel the plight of the animals on the farms that I call production facilities for the slaughter banks that were artificially procreated to then be killed for vested interest? Do we hear and feel the cries and fears of the animals in the slaughterhouses, slaughtered to be an animal carcass for human beings and their cravings? One day, countless souls or people will have to answer the following questions before the judge, the law of sowing and reaping. Who gave you the authority to create life artificially and to wantonly kill living beings? Who gave you the right to disregard life so that things go well for you?
Dear fellow people, if we think only about what Gabriele has mentioned here very briefly, let alone about what else people cruelly cause to animals, then this can be expressed in one statement. The human monster has no feeling and no conscience anymore. It becomes more and more brutal and inventive when it comes to destroying the living beings and life forms of nature. While doing so, it doesn't realize that it is destroying itself. Gabriele continued, because things are the way they are, in general, it can quite rightly be said that in its thinking and behavior, the human being consists only of itself. The incorruptible core of being, God, deep in the soul of every human being, is enveloped by the offenses against the life. Those who still have some feeling and a conscience will reorient themselves. They will no longer leave it at nice words about the walk in nature and will no longer be content with the words, "how terrible," when they see, hear, and read how their little brothers and sisters, the animals, are suffering, or when their brothers cut down trees full of sap, or when whole forests are wiped out by huge fires. How do we get back to the all communication? How do we experience the all spirit, the life that speaks to us from countless degrees of consciousness in nature, from the plant, animal, and mineral kingdoms? What do we need to do to get back into the all communication, into the life, to protect life, to preserve and become one with the life? We can learn and practice to find our true self, the all communication, the life, and its language of consciousness. We should get out of the habit of taking the word want or we should as an excuse, as a pretext, which the deed does not follow. There is no excuse before the law of sowing and reaping if we know how we should behave as sons and daughters of God. The excesses of our generation show that God does not conform to us. We must change in order to draw closer to Him. We must take the first step toward the all communication, and then the Eternal One will come toward us.
And how do we attain the all-communication? Gabriele taught, the first step toward the all-communication is to make use of each day, which is an aspect of our life on earth, in order to become free from our spiritual and physical burdens. This is done by exploring and questioning our pessimistic, derogatory, that is, negative thoughts, our undisciplined and inept speech, with which we merely want to enhance ourselves.
We do this by asking ourselves whether our thoughts are with our work or to where they go, or what is cavorting around in our world of feelings, and much more. We have to learn to take our life on earth in hand, which day after day shows itself through our feelings, thoughts, words, and actions, also through our soliloquies, our monologues, the mental arguments with our neighbor, which are nothing other than the fight of our ego against them. Each day, we experience aspects of our personal inputs. We experience ourselves. By questioning all that occupies us, which usually takes place in soliloquies and accusations of others, we experience a part of our inputs, which is a revelation of our human self. The second step is to clear up what is burdening us with the power of the Spirit of God in us. The third and essential step is now to stop thinking and doing the same thing, that is, to restrain ourselves. The fourth step is to work out a divine principle of the law from the negative things we have worked on, whereby the Ten Commandments of God and the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus of Nazareth help us do this. We should repeatedly make ourselves aware of these divine principles that we have worked out. We should jot them down as a reminder and put the note in a place where we often spend time. Only when the principle of the law of life has been absorbed by our brain cells will we fulfill it as a matter of course, because the principle of the law or principles of life fulfilled by us have gained space in the consciousness of every cell of our body, thus shaping our body and also entering our soul. This means that the dark shadows that once polarized and burdened our body and soul have been transformed into light and power by the Spirit of God. Then light and power move into our soul and body. This also means that our envelopments, which enclose the incorruptible core of being, become lighter. Our body structure, which is material vibration, also becomes finer, and our nature more balanced. The next steps are to go within in order to attain calmness. From this results the foresight and insight into the things of life and the deep perception in the observation of what surrounds us.
Let us become aware, thus Gabriele continued, that to attain the all communication we have to live more consciously in order to be able to gather positive energies, which we use for the deep contemplation of what is around us, for example, to experience the plants, the animals, and the minerals, to gain the experience ourselves that everything lives and feels as we do. Thus, life is all communication. To get back in touch with the all communication, we have to take the first steps, the self-recognition, the questioning of the all-too-humanness, and clearing it up and doing no more. Other exercises would be, for example, when we walk in nature or when we move in the garden, to stop for a moment, to close our eyes and practice letting the life awaken in us. Those who gain more and more distance from their base selves by daily clearing up things will become calmer and more level-headed. Then they will not only walk through nature with beautiful words, they will have learned to perceive it with open eyes and to experience the Creator, who speaks through all forms of life, through all spheres of life. It is nothing unusual that the Spirit of Infinity, the Creator of Eternity, reveals Himself in all forms of life and in all the forces of the being. The kingdoms of nature, the elements, all that we see and do not see, are one single revelation of the All One. I repeat, we do not hear the language of consciousness of the kingdoms of nature only because we have covered over the all communication, the life, that is, veiled it by turning away from life, ultimately from our true self. If we find access to the kingdoms of nature, then we sense and experience the unity of life. This then also means that we will not turn away from our fellow human beings because we have had the experience that all human beings bear the all communication in themselves. All human beings belong, whether they see it this way or not, to the unity of infinity through the incorruptible core of being in us, which is in all material powers and thus also in the nature kingdoms. If we reject one human being with dislike, disparagement, with hatred, enmity or quarrel, then we separate ourselves from the unity and bind ourselves to the darkness, which then envelops us.
Gabriele concluded her all-encompassing schooling with the following words: every person is responsible for their life. Every step on our earthly path through life either brings us closer to the unity with the all-life God or distances us further from God, the all-being, closing us off from the all-communication. Let us take our responsibility seriously. Each day, every hour, every minute offers us the opportunity to do so. Well, dear fellow people, so it depends on us. Each and every one is called upon to decide where their path leads them. If we choose the path to the all-life God, toward unity with our fellow people and with nature and our animal brothers and sisters, then we can be sure that even if things are still going topsy-turvy in our world, even when things are often still very dismal, at the same time, the path to the unity of all life is the path to the new era. It is the age of the free spirit, God in us, without religion, without priests, the age of the lily, of the love for God and neighbor toward people, nature, and animals. Then it will also be self-evident to us that we will no longer cause harm or even kill any animal. Rather, we will treat our fellow creatures with love and respect. Not lastly, because we are aware that they are sentient beings, our little brothers and little sisters, who bear the same life, the same breath from God as we do. We wish all the best for you and for all of us many good experiences and take our leave of you with a warm greetings in God.